Welcome to RBC's Markets in Motion podcast, recorded April 24th, 2024. I'm Lori Calvasina, head of U.S. Equity Strategy at RBC Capital Markets. Please listen to the end of this podcast for important disclaimers. We've just completed our quarterly survey of RBC's equity analysts around the globe. Two big things you need to know. First, optimism on performance persists for most sectors and coverage regions, despite the challenges associated with higher interest rates. Second, within the U.S. and S&P 500 specifically, we are upgrading materials to overweight, downgrading healthcare to market weight, and downgrading REITs to underweight. If you'd like to hear more, here's another 5 minutes. Now let's jump into the details. Starting with takeaway number one, our analysts are generally optimistic on performance. They also generally have favorable views on valuation and positive demand assessments, while acknowledging the challenges associated with higher rates. On performance, Canada and Europe have the most positive tilt, while Australia has the least constructive tilt. The U.S. is in the middle. Performance outlooks are positive for most sectors globally, with the most optimism for materials and the least optimism for consumer staples. Across all four of the core outlook questions that we asked, energy has the highest average score at the global level and the most favorable assessment of demand. Regionally, valuations are seen as better in Europe and Canada than the U.S. or Australia. At the global sector level, valuations were seen as most attractive for materials, utilities, and financials, and least compelling for consumer staples. Generally, we see this data as supportive of our market call for 5,300 on the S&P at year-end. Even though we think the recent pullback may not have fully played out yet, we still think this will be a good year in the market and see some upside from here at the end of the year. We also see the survey's results as supportive for further leadership rotation in the market. The bottom-up view from our analysts points to more opportunity in cyclicals and value and non-U.S. than U.S. large-cap growth sectors. Moving on to takeaway number two, within the U.S. and S&P 500 specifically, we are upgrading materials to overweight, downgrading healthcare to market weight, and downgrading REITs to underweight. Along with our own quantitative analysis, our U.S. analyst survey results are one input into our strategy recommendations on the S&P sectors. With a fresh set of survey results in hand, we've decided to make these three changes. On our materials upgrade to overweight, our analysts are much more constructive than those in other sectors on their performance outlook, and we also like what we see on our strategy tools. We see positive funds flows, attractive valuations, a tendency to lead when ISM manufacturing is rising, and a tendency to outperform in the second half of presidential election years. We also see this sector as a beneficiary of leadership rotation in the market back to value and cyclicals. On our healthcare downgrade to market weight, it's important to note that our analysts do still like the sector. This move is really driven by three things in our strategy and quant work. Valuations are no longer attractive, the sector often underperforms in the second half of presidential election years, and the sector tends to underperform when interest rates are rising. On our real estate downgrade to underweight, our analysts are modestly positive in terms of their performance outlook, but that only takes their ranking to the middle of the pack versus other sectors. We've been looking for another sector to join consumer staples as an underweight for a while, and there are three things on our strategy work that we just don't like here. Flows are negative, the sector lags when rates are rising, and the sector has a weak track record in the second half of presidential election years, something we do see for defensive or non-cyclical sectors generally. Note that there are no changes to our other S&P 500 sector calls. We remain overweight energy, financials, and utilities. We remain underweight consumer staples, and we're market weight all the other major GIC sectors. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and be sure to reach out to your RBC representative with any questions.
This content is based on information available at the time it was recorded and is for informational purposes only. It is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation, and no recommendations are implied. It is outside the scope of this communication to consider whether it is suitable for you and your financial objectives.